We are going to discuss the topic of Kiddush. Okay, making Kiddush. We do it all the time. Make Kiddush at night, we make Kiddush by day. And there's a fundamental and important difference between the night and the day. Okay? Or maybe not. We'll discuss that right now. Okay, so we're going to start off with the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim on Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. Okay, that's page one. The Gemara says, it's bracketed off in the middle, Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. The Pasuk says that you should remember the day of Shabbos and sanctify it. Zachor El Yayin. You should use wine when you're mentioning the Kiddush, the Knisaso. That's on the entrance of Shabbos. When you start Shabbos, that you should make Kiddush. Ein li ela b'layla. Okay, so I only know that you're supposed to make Kiddush by night. B'yom Minayin. How do I know that you're supposed to make Kiddush by day? Talmud Lomar Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos. B'yom. By day, it says, Zoch es Yom HaShabbos, the day. So ask the Gemara, Bayom Ma Mevarech. What bracha should you make by day? Amar Rav Yehuda Bori Pri Agafen. Just say Bori Pri Agafen. That which a lot of people say, Vishamu B'nei Zos HaShabbos, right, all that, that's an extra, it's a minug. That's not really part of the Kiddush. The Kiddush is Shabbos day, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Bori Pri Agafen. Zero. It's over, okay? Did I say good? Yeah, okay. I guess it. Okay. So that's it, and it's over, okay? So now the Gemara tells a very interesting story, just historically to appreciate this. The Gemara says, Amar, Rav Ashi Iklu Mechuza. Rav Ashi went to Mechuza, Amrulay, they said to him, they wanted to honor him, but to make Kiddush, he's the rabbi, right? Likdash Lanmar, why don't you make Kiddush for us? Kiddusha Rabbah. Why don't you make the great Kiddush for us? Right? Kiddusha Rabbah is what we call Shabbos Day. The Kiddush. The Kiddush on Shabbos is called Kiddusha Rabbah, the Great Kiddush. So they said, why don't you make for us Kiddusha Rabbah? Havuay. So, you know, they gave him the cup. Savar, my new Kiddusha Rabbah. He started thinking to himself, what in the world is Kiddusha Rabbah? He never heard of this thing before. Okay, the thing that all the Jewish people nowadays call the Kiddush by day, we call it Kiddusha Rabbah. It says it in the Art School Bencher. Kiddusha Rabbah. That's what it is. He never heard of the term. What is this thing, Kiddusha Rabbah? Amar, so he said to himself, Michti, let me figure this one out. Kol brachos kulan bori pri agafen. You know, all the mitzvahs that we do, yeah, the bris milah, right, havdalah, all these things always start off with the bori pri agafen, right? So he said, Ami Beresha, look, I'll start off with that bracha, and we'll see what happens. Meaning, he had no clue. Kiddusha Rabbah sounded like this, like a grand, huge kiddush. What does that mean? There's like extra words he's supposed to say? What are you supposed to say? He said, I'll say a Bari Pri Agafen, we'll see what happens. So, Amar Bari Pri Agafen, the Agidve. Chazial Husab de Gachem Ishasi. And he was hanging out a little bit after his Bari Pri Agafen. He saw that one of the older people at the table started to drink. So he knew that he was done. He thought maybe there's something more to say. He said a Bari Pri Agafen, you know, looked around, whatever. And he saw that one of the elderly people at the table started to drink. So he knew that he was finished. Karyanashe Hachacham Eina Barosha said on himself, Hachacham Eina, Hachacham has his eyes on his head, meaning he's able to see into the future. He's able to plan ahead what to do in a situation that he doesn't know what to get into. So that's all he did. He said a Bari Pri Agafen, he saw that everyone started to drink, so he knew that Bari Pri Agafen was over. Which leads us to a question, why in the world is called Kiddusha Rabbah? Nothing great about it. All you say is Bari Pri Agafen and it's over. Some Rishonim actually say it's more like just a nice way of, instead of saying Kiddusha Katana, right? You say Kiddusha Rabbah. It's like a euphemism. It's a nicer way of speaking to call it that. Okay, but we're going to see something a little bit more involved in a minute. Yeah.
Call that for the day? Or
the day. Only the day is called Kiddusha Rabbah. Okay? So we see that Rav Ashi didn't even know what this term was called. But at the end of the day, that's what he got. It was called Kiddusha Rabbah. All you have to say is Bari Pri Agafen. Finished. Turn to the next page. On page two, we have the Rambam.
That is what we say.
The Rambam says, yeah, that's what we say is Bari Pri Agafen. So I get it. This says the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perikhov Tesav Hilcho Shabbos Halacha Yud. That's on the back of the page that we just saw. Umitzvah levarich al hayayin. It's a mitzvah to make a Bari Pri Agafen, to make the bracha on wine, b'yom HaShabbos, on the day of Shabbos. Kodim Shiyas Otsu Deshniyah. Before you eat your second meal, meaning lunch. Before you eat lunch, on Shabbos day, you should make Kiddush. V'zeu anikra Kiddusha Rabbah. That's called the Great Kiddush. Mevarich Bari Pri Agafen. You should just say the words Bari Pri Agafen, b'vad only. Vishosin, then you drink. V'acharkach yidol yada v'yisod. And then you should go ahead and you should wash your hands and you should eat. Comes the Rambam and says something very interesting. To us it's not so interesting, but in the times that we showed him it was. Ready? V'asr lo la'adim shiyitum klum kodim shiyakadesh. You are not allowed to eat before Kiddush by day. Just like Friday night, before you make Kiddush, you're not allowed to eat once it gets dark. So too, Shabbos morning, you wake up in the morning, you're not allowed to eat until you go ahead and you make Kiddush. The Gam Kiddush Zeh Lo Ye'ala B'Machon Suda, and also you should make your Kiddush by eating something, whatever that is, something close to a meal. Whatever that means, that's not for now. Okay? So you're not allowed to eat, says the Rambam, just like a Friday night, you're not allowed to eat before you make Kiddush. So too, Shabbos day, you're not allowed to eat until you make Kiddush. And this is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, this is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Asks the Raivin on the left side of the Rambam. And you guys are going to see, I think this is beautiful. Some people think that this is funny, but this is beautiful. The Raivin says, bracket on the left, Halacha Yud. Asul alam sheitum klum kodim sheikadish. Amar Avram, Alpha Alpha Amar Avram. Avram said, Bechai Roshi, in my entire life, I, in Misvara Amra, if the Rambam said this from logic, lo savar miyamav, he didn't have a logical statement in his entire life, svar p'chusa mizu, worse than this piece of logic. As the Ravid says, you know, we say try to be nice to each other, right? We try to preach that in yeshiva. Okay, the Ravid, we'll speak about this another time, why the Ravid sometimes is very, very strong with the Rambam. But in Torah, you fight, right? The Ravid says to the Rambam, this is the worst logical thing ever said in the world. Ufisha Karu Kiddusha Rabba, says the Ravid, where did the Rambam get this from? It's because we called it the Great Kiddush. So it must be something great about it, right? Yatzilo, that's where we got it from. Meaning, just like Friday night, you're not allowed to eat before, if Shabbos day is called the Great Kiddush, well, it must have the same prohibitions as the night. So therefore, the Rambam patterned the Kiddush of the day after the night. Ve'eino klum, but this is nothing, says the Ravid. Shekfar niskadish hayom. Now listen to this, these are the key words, guys. This gets into the root of our Kiddush that we're making all our lives that probably many of us have not understood why we're doing what we're doing. Says the Ravid. Shekvar niskadish hayom. The day was already sanctified. Biknisaso alayayin. When you started off Friday night, you made your kiddush. You already sanctified the day. Kodim sheyitom, before you ate. The ilu ba lekadish bayom alapas milo mekadish. You could also use bread. Okay, but the chesed mosi makom fine. That's enough for now. Meaning, the Ravid is saying as follows: what's the idea that maybe you shouldn't be allowed to eat before kiddush Friday night? Because the idea of kiddush is to sanctify the day. That's what Kiddush means. The word Kiddush means to sanctify, right? So once I sanctified the day, I infused it with Kiddusha, right? So then, that's it. Really, there's no reason to even make Kiddush by day. Okay, by day, we make Kiddush as a mitzvah d'rabbanan. At night, Friday night, to make Kiddush as a mitzvah d'oraisa. By Shabbos day, to make Kiddush as a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Okay, we do it. But why can you eat beforehand? What's the logical story? Why can you eat? I mean, you ate last night. Right, you already ate before Shabbos day's Kiddush. So once you already ate before the Kiddush, and it's not kicking off the day, so why not be allowed to eat in the morning? At night, we understand. You got to kick off the Shabbos with the Kiddush. You start eating beforehand, that's not kicking it off. You already did something before, right? You got to kick it off with the Kiddush. Once you kicked it off with the Kiddush, why in the world wouldn't you be allowed to eat Shabbos day before Kiddush? That's the Ravid Shaila. Now, where does this come from? So this really goes down to a fundamental understanding and machlokas as to what is Kiddush. What is the point of Kiddush? You look at page 3. There's a copy of the Ramban in Parshas Yisro. Perek Chaf, Pasuk Ches. Says the Ramban on the top, Aval, if you want to take a look on the bottom, if that's easy for you, take a look at the bottom. Aval Rabboseinu Od Bo Midrash Mimilas Lekacho. We say, Zachor is Yom HaShabbos. You should remember the Shabbos. Lekacho. What does that mean, Lekacho? Shenikadish so bizikaron that you should sanctify it with mentioning it with your mindset. For example, when it comes to the 50th year, which is called the Yovel year, there's a mitzvah to be mekadish the 50th year. Go and sanctify the 50th year. Shuton kiddush bezin. Bezin has to sanctify it. Lomer by Yovel on the year of Yovel, the bezin says mekudash mekudash. It's holy. It's holy. Afkan. So to hear. Tziva, we were commanded shenizkor es yom haShabbos b'kadshenu oso, that we should remember the Shabbos through our sanctifying of it. That's how the Ramban understands the mitzvah of Kiddush. The mitzvah of Kiddush on Friday night is like the mitzvah of Beis Din in the 50th year to go ahead and sanctify the year. So too, Friday night we're coming and saying, today is a holy day. That is the point of Kiddush, to sanctify the day. And that's where the Ravid came from. He said, oh, if the point is to sanctify the day, so you got to do it at the beginning of the day, right? Avada, you can't go ahead and you can't eat beforehand. But Shabbos day, you already sanctified the day. You already infused it with Kedusha. Why can't you eat beforehand? Yeah, it's a nice thing at your meal to make a kiddush, but why can't you just go ahead and eat before if you're not coming to sanctify the day? That's the Rabbi's question, based on his understanding, like the Ramban, that the point of kiddush Friday night is to go ahead and infuse the day with kedusha. Okay, the next side of the page is the rest of the Ramban, but we're going to skip that for now, but of course you're going to read it on your spare time, and we're going to jump to page 5, okay? Here we go. How are we going to defend the Rambam? Why did the Rambam think that you're not allowed to drink, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush Shabbos day? Why not? You already sanctified the day at night. So here we see a different formulation of the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos Perek Chav Tes. Perek Chav Tes Halacha Aleph. What?
It's only the great chakras that you have in the Kiddush.
Oh, true. Good point. Let's hold off on that, okay? Zot the Rambam. Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah, page 5. Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah L'Kaddish Yom HaShabbos Vidvar. Okay, there's a mitzvah min haTorah daraisa to go ahead and make kiddush with words. Shenemar zachasum shabbos akacho. Kolomar zachreyu zachiras shvach the kiddush. You should mention. You should remember. You should mention words of praise and holiness. Okay, v'tzarech lizachreyu b'knisaso ubiyitziaso. Says the Rambam. The mitzvah of remembering Shabbos, Zachar Shabbos, Shabbos Akacho, is not just a mitzvah to make Kiddush, it's also a mitzvah b'yitziyaso, when Shabbos leaves. What's that? What do we, Havdalah. Kiddush and Havdalah is the exact same mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to remember the Shabbos in the beginning of Shabbos and at the end of Shabbos. No, good. Well, hold on 1 second. I'll explain that out. B'knisaso b'kiddush hayom u'b'tziyaso b'havdalah. The Rambam writes, some people hold that Havdalah is only Darabanan. The Rambam Shita is that Havdalah is Daraisa. There's a mitzvah Daraisa to mention Shabbos in the beginning and the end. It's the same mitzvah. What do you mean it's the same mitzvah? Isn't Kiddush to infuse the day with Kedusha? So that's not the same thing as Havdalah. That's an opposite to Havdalah. Havdalah is like saying, pull out the Kedusha. How could the same mitzvah be to infuse the day with Kedusha and to take it out? They're opposites. The Rambam is clearly saying that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to infuse the day with Kedusha. The mitzvah is to remember and think about how special today is in the beginning and at the end. So in the beginning of Shabbos, we say that, oh, today is a special, Shabbos is a special day. And at the end of Shabbos, we say, oh, today was a special day. But it's the same mitzvah. It's mentioning that Shabbos is a special day, like the Rambam says. Kolomar, Zachreu, Zechiras, Shvach, V'kiddush, Shvach means praise. Just mention that it's a praiseworthy day. It's a special day. That's it. You're not infusing the holiness. The holiness is coming whether you like it or not. Shabbos comes, right? But the idea of what we're doing is we have a mitzvah to recognize, to be cognizant of the fact that today is a special day. And therefore, it's the same mitzvah in the beginning. It's the same mitzvah at the end. So meaning, the fact that you're not allowed to eat comes out before Kiddush Friday night. It's not because we have to infuse the day. That's the first thing we got to do. There's a mitzvah. Whatever the reason is, the first thing you're supposed to do is make Kiddush. Okay, you shouldn't do something else. Big deal. Comes along Shabbos day, and comes the Rabbanan, and they say you should also make Kiddush. Like Moshe said, maybe it's a mitzvah to mention it at the beginning of the day, maybe you should also mention it in the middle. Right? So guess what? Moshe's right. That's what the Rabbanan did. The Rabbanan said, you know, you had a long night of good night's sleep, right? Wake up in the morning. You should remember Shabbos again. Remind yourself again and praise the fact that today is Shabbos. So you do it again. The same thing you did at night, you do again by day. It's a mitzvah to mention that today is a special day. Believe it or not, I don't know if anyone ever saw this before, the Rambam's opinion is that a shalosh sudis, you also say have wine and say bar piyah gafen. Okay? Meaning, you could do it all day long. Theoretically, this mitzvah of mentioning and recognizing that today is Shabbos can be done 400 times over the course of Shabbos. So you could do it at the Oneg, you could do it at the first Kiddush, you could do it at the second Kiddush that you go to in the morning, and then the third, and then the fourth, and then again at lunch, of course. And, right, you could always, Kiddush, the idea of the Rambam, again, the idea, it's not the mitzvah d'oraisa. The mitzvah d'oraisa is just to do it one time at night. But the idea of Kiddush, that you're going ahead and mentioning how important this special day is, could be done many times, and that's why the Rabbanan instituted that at the meals at least you should go and do it. At Shabbos day you should go ahead and make a kiddush. Again, what does it mean? It just means a bar piyah gafen. You don't have to say that. Those are psukim, it's a custom to say. That's not part of the takana. The Rambam didn't mention that over here. In Shulchan Aruch, those words are not there at all. Just say bar piyah gafen. Why am I doing that? Because I'm showing this is a special day. It's not normal to drink grape juice or wine during the week. Who does that? But I'm having a special meal. How do I know this is a special meal? Because I brought a bottle of wine out. Ooh, a special meal. Why are you doing that? Oh, because today's Shabbos. Shabbos. That's why I'm bringing a special, making a bird pick up and have my meal. Otherwise, why in the world would I do such a thing? It shows that this meal is special because today is special. Shabbos is special. And that's why the Rambam writes, you have to say the Kiddush next to the meal. Okay? Therefore, the Kiddush by day is exactly the same as the Kiddush at night. Right? If you learn like the Ramban, that the Kiddush by night is infused Kedusha, so he asks the Raiva, then why in the world can't you eat by day? Kiddush by day is not that. Kiddush by day is something totally different. Right? But the Rambam says, that's not what Kiddush by night is. Kiddush by night is not to infuse the day with Kedusha. Kiddush by night is just to mention that today is a special day, that it's a holy day. And the same thing you're doing at Shabbos lunch. So therefore, once we see that the Rabbanan said Friday night that you shouldn't go ahead and eat before, because they want you to mention that it's Shabbos before you get involved with other things. So to Shabbos morning, before you go and get involved in other things, you should go ahead and make your Kiddush. Don't go ahead and start eating and get carried away. Exact same Kiddush at night, Kiddush by day. But the only way you could do that is in the Rambam's world, where the Kiddush at night is not to infuse. If you're infusing at night, then why in the world wouldn't be able to do it at day? That during by day, you're not going ahead and infusing. That's the opinion of the Rambam. Okay, now if you turn to page 6, we'll see another interesting point of the Rambam, which I forgot to bracket. Okay? Says the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph. Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, Yesh lo la'adam l'kadish al kos erev Shabbos ni ba'od yom. Right? Did anyone here ever make Shabbos early? You've done that before in the summer months. Very, very common to make Shabbos early, right? Okay, so basically, it's totally light outside, right? You're getting home, and it's time to make Kiddush for Friday night. How could you do that? It's Friday. It's not Friday night. What's the answer? You brought in Shabbos. You are, this is magical, right? Tosefah Shabbos, it's called. You've added on to the Shabbos. It's a magical thing. You could bring in the Shabbos. It's not Saturday yet. It's not Friday night. I'm bringing it early. It's a magical thing. It's learnt out from Yom Kippur. Okay? It's something called Tosefah Shabbos. It is Shabbos. No, you have your non-religious friend at your table. What are you doing? It's not Friday night. Yes, it is Friday night. No, it's not. Yes, it is. I'm telling you, it's Friday night. Because I decided that it's Friday night. It's unbelievable, right? Okay, so that is what Tosefah Shabbos is. And that's why I always thought my entire life that's why you let him make Kiddush, even though it's totally light outside, because it's not really light. It just looks light. Okay? So that's what I always thought. Guess what, guys? The Rambam holds that there's no such thing as making Shabbos early. There's no such thing. Like I just told you, where did it come from? So some Rishonim say that it's learned out from Yom Kippur, but that's some opinions. But the Rambam has no mention anywhere of making Shabbos early. Okay? There's an opinion of the Vilna Gaon that the Rambam holds that maybe there is a Derabbanan, that's what Mishnah Berurah brings down, but the Pasha Pshat, the Kesef Mishnah, the Beis Yosef learned, there's no such thing as Tosefah Shabbos, not mentioned anywhere in the Rambam. Okay? Well, then how in the world do you make Kiddush by day? So I'll tell you, you can't. That you can't say that, because that's a Gemara. Look at the Rambam, Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam says, Yesh lo la'adam l'kadish al kos erev Shabbos, okay, Friday, you go and make Kiddush, mi ba'od yom. Well, it's still day. Av api shelo nichnasa ha-Shabbos, even though Shabbos didn't enter yet. Whoa. What? What do you mean? What's the Rambam doing? The Rambam is saying that Gemara, which says that you're allowed to make Kiddush early on Friday, he writes, is even though Shabbos hasn't started yet, he doesn't say, because since you said l'chadodi, okay, the Rambam never said l'chadodi, but okay, I'm exaggerating. But since you decided that it's Shabbos, therefore you're allowed to make Kiddush. He didn't say that. He said, you're allowed to make Kiddush on Friday day, even though Shabbos hasn't started. So that's, we know why the Rambam had to say that. The Rambam had to say that because he doesn't hold that you can make Shabbos early. So what's he going to do with the Gemara that says that you're allowed to make Kiddush early? Must be, you're allowed to make Kiddush even though Shabbos hasn't started yet. Right? You make Kiddush in your jeans and then you go drive to Shul and of course put on your Shabbos clothes. That's what it sounds like. Avishlo nichnas Shabbos. You make Kiddush even though no nichnas Shabbos. What's pshat? So the Rambam is very clear. Because the Rambam holds, if you hold like the Ramban and the Ravid, that the point of Kiddush Friday night is to infuse the day with Kedusha. Here we go, guys. We're sanctifying the day. Yom HaShishi. Yeah, if that's what you're doing, so how in the world can you do that and then it's not Shabbos afterwards? I just infused it. I made Kiddush and infused the day with Kedusha. Right? You can't then say, oh, but it's not Shabbos yet. That's not what Kiddush is, to infuse the day with holiness. But according to the Rambam, that Kiddush Friday night is not infusing the day with Kedusha. It's speaking about how awesome Shabbos is. Today is an amazing day. Watch, I'm going to bring out a nice bottle of wine for my meal. It's awesome. I love Shabbos. So then, yeah, you can do the 5 minutes before Shabbos also. Right? Doing it before Shabbos would also be a key on fulfilling the idea of showing that the day they're about to go into is an awesome day. Says the Rambam, that's the Kiddush. That you have to surround the day with a Kiddush and a Havdalah. Right? You can make a Havdalah later at night, Saturday night. That shows that the day that I just experienced was holy. It was a special day. I could do it before, a touch before. I could do it after. Look at the next line of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, the chein mavdil ala kos. When you're making Havdalah, mi ba'od yom, you're allowed to make Havdalah in the middle of Shabbos. Afal pisha dayin hi Shabbos. It's still Shabbos. You're allowed to make Havdalah. She mitzvah zechira lomer bein b'shas k'nisaso v'itziyaso bein kodom shazu bima'at. What do you mean? You can't do malacha. You can't go drive a car if it's in the middle of Shabbos afternoon, right? So the Rambam says, no, you're allowed to make Havdalah early. Why? Because the mitzvah of Zachor Shema Shabbos Akacho is to mention how special and holy the day is at the beginning and at the end. Surround the day with recognizing how amazing this day is. It could be a little before, a little bit. What?
You can make full Havdalah.
Right, you wouldn't be able to light the Havdalah candle, correct. You're right. You wouldn't be able to, as he mentions, only on the cup, right? You'd be able to make the bracha, a baruch adash Hashem amavdim v'kodesh l'chol with the wine. That would be even the nair is all minhagim. That's not the main Havdalah. But the main mitzvah of Havdalah Daraisa. For whatever reason, you only have the wine now. I don't know why you do it. You plan going into whatever the reason. But you say you'd be able to fulfill the mitzvah. You're right. Maybe there's no necessarily motivation to do it. But if you had a reason to do it, you'd be allowed to do it even though it's not dark yet, because the mitzvah is to say divrei shvach. Words of praise about Shabbos in the beginning and at the end. And therefore it could be a little before, a little after. It doesn't matter. It has to be around the day. It has to be surrounding the day. That's the view, that's the opinion of the Rambam. Okay, so there's more to this. We're going to have to continue a different time. But basically we just said a chakira, right? We said a machlok is shown between the Ramban and the Rambam. What is the point of Kiddush by night? Is it to infuse the day with holiness? Or is it just to mention, a mitzvah to mention, that today is so special? According to the Rambam, it comes out that Havdalah is Daraisa as well, because the idea is to mention in the beginning, the idea is to mention at the end. According to the Rambam, when you make Kiddush by day, like Moshe says so beautifully, Kiddush by day is the exact same thing as the Kiddush that you said at night. It's to mention that today is a special day. According to the Ramban, Kiddush by day is very different than the Kiddush that you said at night. Because by night, you're infusing it with Kedusha. By day, you're not doing that, right? It's something totally different. Therefore, since the Rambam holds that the night is just to mention words of praise, we could say that the day is the exact same thing, and therefore, just like at night, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush, so too by day, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush, is what we hold, you're not allowed to eat Kiddush. Same thing is by Friday afternoon. Why let it be Kiddush when it's still light outside, Shabbos has not yet begun? According to the Ramban, if the idea is to infuse the Kedusha, must be that the Ramban is going to hold that you're allowed to make Shabbos early. So by making Kiddush, even though it's light outside, I've infused the day with Kedusha. My day has now begun early. It is now Friday night. Or, according to the Ramban, the idea is just to mention that Kiddush is special. So you can't do that before Shabbos starts, because Rambam holds you can't make Shabbos early. Must be, the Rambam says, but you see that as long as it's close to Shabbos, either before or after, even Havdalah could be a little early if you want, that's okay, because you fulfilled the mitzvah of going ahead and saying that this day is a special day. Okay, there are some other nafkaminas. We will discuss that next time, Bez Hashem. And now we're going to talk about...